More controversy for the Chinese tech giant Huawei today, with the West Australian government under pressure to review a multi-million dollar rail communications contract with the company. It comes after the US Justice Department announced fraud charges against Huawei and one of its top executives. A separate indictment alleges the company offered staff bonuses to steal information from international companies. The WA government says it's seeking assurances that Huawei will still be able to deliver its project, but it's brushing off questions about security concerns. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
The US government has come out all guns blazing against the Chinese tech company Huawei, accusing it of fraud, stealing trade secrets and the obstruction of justice. Speaking broadly about US-China relations, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, said private Chinese companies are being blatantly directed by the Communist Party.
One of the things that the American people, I think, are now sort of waking up to understand is that the Chinese government, the lines between the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party are blurred, if not totally erased. The lines between the Chinese government and Chinese state-owned enterprises, the same. The line between the Chinese government and ostensibly private companies, for all the reasons you described, and especially the line between lawful behavior and fair competition and lying and hacking and cheating and stealing.
Geng Shuang, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry, is defending Huawei.
It's been some time since the US started to use its state power to smear and suppress certain Chinese enterprises in an attempt to throttle their legitimate operations. Their intentions are strongly political and manipulative. We solemnly urge the US to stop ill-founded suppression of Huawei and other Chinese enterprises and treat them with an objective and impartial attitude. The Chinese government will also resolutely defend the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese enterprises.
In Western Australia, Huawei has a $136 million contract to deliver radio communications equipment for Perth's rail network. The WA opposition says it has grave security concerns about the contract. The minister responsible, Rita Saffiotti, says the government has asked Huawei for new assurances about it.
It's mainly the ability to deliver. What the real news came out from yesterday was the potential impact of the company to potentially supply to receive the components from the US they need to deliver the product.
But when asked by reporters, she played down the need for new security checks from federal security agencies.
Would you go back to the Fed? I know they gave it the green light before. Would you go back to the
We don't see the need to. I'll seek further advice on that, but I don't see the need to at this moment. It's really about the ability to deliver, and if any of these trade implications play out and then impact the ability to deliver.
Speaking to ABC Perth breakfast host Nadia Mitsopoulos, Huawei's Australian chairman John Lord says to the best of his knowledge, the Chinese Communist Party has never directed Huawei to gather intelligence for it.
I can answer that very strongly, no, Nadia. And I've been chairman of this board now for 7.5 years, and every time Huawei's accused of something, which has been quite regular by particularly the US, I go back to headquarters, I speak to the people there, Ren Shenfei, the founder of the global board, and ask for their response. They always come back strongly with an open response, which reassures me.
On the same day the charges were laid against Huawei in the US, the Australian telco TPG announced it was scrapping the rollout of a mobile network using Huawei equipment. It didn't mention the allegations in its announcement to the stock exchange, instead citing the Australian government's previously announced ban on Huawei equipment being used in 5G networks.
Eliza Borello reporting.